Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Laura Engel is in the studio. She's the senior correspondent for News Nation and anchor for News Nation Live on Saturdays and Sundays, but crime is your thing.
Crime is my thing, yes.
And you have been covering the Long Island serial killer.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I have been doing that story for many years, and we are in a moment where it's about to break. We're going to have reports of a plea in about a week. So things are moving very quickly. It was something we didn't see. Well, some of us saw it in the tea leaves that it could be coming. But yeah, it sounds like he might plead guilty after all of the denials.
Right, because it's gone on forever. But why now? What difference does it make for him? He just doesn't want to go through the trial?
We don't know. We won't know until he actually pleads guilty. And anything could happen between now. We're talking about Rex Huerman. Rex Huerman on Long Island has been charged with 7 murders in a decades-long case, more than a decade. And we believe that he has seen a lot of the discovery and also has realized that there's not a lot that can be done to get out of it. We're talking about DNA. We're talking about the forensic technology that links him, according to prosecutors, to a lot of these crimes. So we'll have to wait and see. But I have a feeling that it could be to spare his family.
Laura, that's what always puzzles me is when we go back and we read the stories of these serial killers, many of them are married. How does their wife not know that they're out there killing women?
Well, according to prosecutors, all of these crimes happened when his wife was out of town. So she would go on vacation and he would have his vacation at home.
Oh my gosh.
Those are the allegations, yes.
That is just weird. How do you decide what not to report or cover when it comes to crime? I know it's got to be verified, you know, but it's
right.
There has to be some decision making when you're covering what could be perceived as, you know, sensational, the fact that people just want to know more,
right.
And there are victims involved.
Right. And now we're in this new phase of the YouTubers and people going out on social media and becoming these, you know, citizen journalists. So you can watch people do that and you think, gosh, that sounds good, but you have to vet it, right? So I had this tip recently that Rex Huerman could be ready to plead guilty, but I only had it on one source and I wasn't going to go with it until I had a second and third. So there's things that you have to do to make sure journalistically that you are covering it correctly, because that's the only way to do it. It's the only way I've ever known how to do it. That's how I will always do it. And you do have to be very, I consider myself a very victim-centric reporter. So mm-hmm. As I'm going through these true crime stories that I've worked on, I mean, Lacey Peterson was a big one for me because I actually moved to the region to cover the trial. I got an apartment across the street from the courthouse so I could be there each and every day of that trial. So I was there when Scott Peterson was arrested in Modesto. Then he was brought to Redwood City and he was tried for the murders of his pregnant wife, Lacey, who went missing on Christmas Eve, and her unborn child. It was a terrible story. It captured the nation. I mean, mm-hmm. So many people tuned into that. But you have to be just very mindful and think of all you have to do is think about the victims. And for me, going into court and seeing the victims' families every day, you look across the aisle and you want to make sure that you get it right and you don't want to sensationalize it at all in any way because it matters.
Is there a
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Story or crime that you've covered that has stayed longer with you than you expected?
Probably, you know, Lacey Peterson is a big one because I'm still reporting on it today. I mean, Scott Peterson is still trying to get his appeals process going through. That's still an active case. I would say there was one in Connecticut, the Connecticut home invasion case, which was the story of two guys that broke into a house and did real bad things to a wife and two daughters, beat up the doctor in the basement, tied him up, lit the house on fire. I was there for the trial and for the sentencing, and we saw, that's the thing, is you go into these trials and you see
the pictures,
yeah.
Yeah.
So there weren't bodies in that one, but just the burned out rooms that we saw, knowing what happened through the testimony, through the evidence. That was one that, and because I've covered a lot, I was actually surprised. I can usually compartmentalize it. But that one I had a really hard time with. That was one that stayed with me when I went to bed at night.
How has the job changed the way you see the world or how you trust people?
There's a lot of bad people out there.
There are.
I mean, that's, you know, and a lot of my friends, a lot of people, I don't know if this happens with you, but I have friends that they just, they don't want to hear the news. They don't want it. They want to tune it out. They only want to hear the good things. This is my job. This is what I cover. And I'm always trying to figure out why people do what they do. And of course, I think the reason that true crime is so popular might not be the right word, but so many people watch it, listen to it, consume it, is because you want to figure out how not to be a victim. You want to figure out if you can figure out what happened to Nancy Guthrie. You want to be the person to try and piece it together. So we're all kind of in that shared space covering it. But you just, you know, it's a really interesting time to be covering it for sure.
I would guess. And you're right. Everybody thinks they're an analyst now, that they can read the articles and they have an idea. And of course, they're going to use social media to spout it out there. We saw a lot of that with the Nancy Guthrie case. That case is puzzling to me. What's your take on what the outcome will be?
I think it's going to be a while. I think that we're close to 60 days now, and I can't believe it. I mean, right? We're all watching it together. I mean, when that video came out of the suspect,
I thought for sure, all right, we're one step closer, and then we're not any closer.
It doesn't seem like it. But, you know, you have to remember, like, think about the Brian Koberger case. Think about any big story. Like, you remember where you were when your phone went off and it's like there's an arrest or they found somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, you just never know what's happening behind the scenes. So we're hoping that there's something going on behind the scenes that we don't know about, because, of course, they're not going to show their hand for everything. But with all that's been going on in Pima County and these, you know, everybody's looking at the sheriff and things seem like they're off. Are they? We don't know. There's an investigation going on all over the place. So we'll just have to wait and see. But where she is, I think it sounds like it was a kidnapping gone wrong. It looks like it was a very specific job that they were there to do. My wistful hope is that they knew what they were going to do. So they had her medications. They had gone somewhere. They had gone over the border. They picked up medicine and they had a safe house for her. That's like in my mind.
I love your optimism.
Is it just hope? That, you know, okay, like we're going to take her, but we're going to make sure that she has her medication and we're going to disconnect everything. We're going to take her, but we're going to hold her until we get the ransom that we want. But that's, you know, it seems like that's getting smaller and smaller percentage every single day. But, you know, I know a lot of people in detective work as CSI, and most people believe that she is most likely passed away and that it's going to take some time to find her. And I have a friend of mine who is an active CSI who's out there in Tucson checking it out. She doesn't work in the jurisdiction, but she took a video of the terrain. And when you look at it, when you've got boots on the ground, Cheryl McCollum, and she's amazing. And to look at it, you think, it's so wide and vast and dry and arid. And how long is it going to take to find Nancy if they took her there, or maybe they crossed state lines? I mean, it is a truly something that we have never seen before. Certainly nothing that I have ever covered before.
And you've covered it all. And I certainly appreciate seeing you on News Nation. And I applaud your work. You're great.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so glad to see you. And I'm glad you're back.
I am. That's Laura Engel. You will see her this weekend on News Nation.